Somebody sent in a tweet and said, this is just like calling LeBron if it was a Cowboys game. Doesn't apply. Not fair. So let me just start with that. So Carlo texts me shortly after the mystery pick, which was a joke, and says, sorry, bro. Let me just get his wording on the last part about it. Sorry, bro. Second text, but I was only taking the Bills and only the Bills. So how do I have a chance? You can't.
Maybe
you can't
the Bills
have a,
win. That's this is the part that you refuse to acknowledge. The pick was made before the game. Carlo shot this yesterday afternoon, not after the game.
Yeah, but the idea of a mystery pick is somebody making an educated bet, not just saying it's going to be the Bills and only the Bills.
That's it still not... could have been anyone, though. It could have been the Bills. The Bills were favored last night at home. It was a close game. They absolutely could have won and covered last night.
I know, but the grappler with the mystery pick was just giving me the Bills. Like that's what I'm trying
probably
to say.
Probably true on that front. I'm not going to argue with that. The second Koliakovo gets pulled into this, you know
which
who he's taking.
I wonder why the... like. Everyone's talking about Carlo here. I blame the grappler.
Yeah, well, take it up with the grappler.
I know, because he knows what's up Carlo's sleeve. Why would he go down that alley? I don't know. I blame the grappler.
I blame you for turning your back on Al's brother. That's where I start. Yeah. You had a winner in your pocket. Al's brother knows what's up. And listen, it got away from you last night. And... down in Buffalo, I'm sensing some panic. It's making its way up the QEW, across the border, and up into the city of Toronto, because the Bills are now 7-5. They're at Tampa next week, and things are getting away from them. I thought they'd run away with the AFC East. I had this team winning 12 or 13 games. I still think they're a playoff team, but it's going to probably be wild card or bust now. Here is the radio voice of the Buffalo Bills, John Murphy, here on Overdrive. Can you describe the panic or the emotion in Western New York today, John?
Yeah, you know, I honestly think panic is a little strong. There's certainly concern after losing the way they did to the Patriots and not being able to move the ball and throw the ball in those terrible conditions. But I don't think it's panic. I mean, they recognize they've got five games left, about a third of the season. They have some really winnable games in that five. Toughest game would be this coming Sunday at Tampa Bay, and then a rematch with New England in, the day after Christmas. But other than that, they can win maybe three of these next five, which would get them to 10 wins, and take one of the other two and get to 11 wins. And, you know, I don't know that they're not going to concede the AFC East, but they have some work to do to make it up, and they're going to have to win at Foxborough to do that. But I think panic's too strong. I think they're kind of chastened by what's going on. And it's really been about a month and a half, almost 2 months of inconsistent play by the Bills that have brought them to this level.
Is Belichick like enemy number one down there? It's like you would be like after all the years of him and Brady going in there and kicking their rear ends. It's like don't you think the fan base and everybody involved with the Bills would have been thinking this year of all years? It's like he's not going to come in here and do this. And sure as heck, Belichick wheels in there with a game plan to run the ball, and he does it again.
Yeah, he's this just in. He's a really good coach. You know, he really is. My favorite moment from the 2020 season was in the Bills' second game in New England. I think it was two or three days after Christmas last year, and the Bills just hammered the Patriots. And there was one shot. It was a Monday night game again, and there was one shot that the camera took late in the game of Belichick just whipping his phone up against the wall behind the bench. And it just, I mean, his team was bad last year, and he was frustrated. And you know, they went to work. They spent a lot of money in free agency. They brought some players back who had left. They drafted well, obviously, with the quarterback. He's pretty good. He's the best coach working in the NFL now, and maybe one of the best of all time. As difficult as it is for many Buffalo people to admit that, I think it's probably pretty true. Not my favorite at all. You know, there's really good – I'm about two-thirds of the way through a new book written by Seth Wickersham, who writes for ESPN.com about the Patriots. I can't remember the name, but it's kind of a long name.
It's Better to Be Feared.
That's it, yeah.
It's great.
You guys should get him on the show. He's really good. But he details Belichick and Brady and even Robert Kraft's role in the Patriots' run of championships. And I have, a new appreciation for everything that went on down there. And disdain for, you know, how they got caught cheating, not once but twice. But that's the Patriots' story.
John, can I ask you about, like, just the whole idea of playing in that weather? Like, you see the clips before the game, and it's like, all I kept thinking about last night, it's like, who does this benefit playing in this type of weather? Like, why not some kind of retractable roof or something? Like, you got a great quarterback. Like, everybody, like, TV wants better football, better plays. I don't know. Like, who does it benefit playing in that nonsense last night?
Yeah. Well, last night it benefited the Patriots, I think.
Well, clearly, yeah. But, like, for the overall scheme of things, like, it doesn't it don't make sense?
I don't know. I hear both arguments, and a lot of people today talking about a dome, and certainly look, last night's weather leveled the playing field a great deal and made the Patriots let the Patriots play a certain way that let them get the win. That's not why they won, but they handled it better than Buffalo did. But you know, I guess I'm old school. I think one of the essential elements of football, pro football included, is handling weather, handling cold weather and wind and bad weather. And you know, it's been that way for decades. And I would hate to, you know, I know there's some great domes out there. Atlanta's amazing. Indianapolis is great. There's some great dome stadiums, but the game is just so antiseptic in those domes, and the crowd noise is a little bit different, and I don't think the crowd feels as engaged as they do in a stadium, outdoor stadium like Buffalo last night. I would hate to see a dome stadium here. They're progressing, I think, pretty well on plans for a new stadium to replace Highmark Stadium, and I don't think anybody has seriously considered a dome, mostly because of the expense. I'm sure people will talk about it after last night's game, especially those who are still shivering now.
John, have you ever seen a team handle the weather like that, like the Patriots did, with not throwing the ball? Like, has anything come close to that?
No, I've never seen a team throw just three passes in a game. I think it's only happened was a handful of times in NFL history. And they handled it. You're right, they handled it. They were equipped to do it because they are a physical team that likes to run the ball and is tough against the run. They handled it certainly better than Buffalo did, which is, you know, it's kind of hard to accept when you figure the Bills, you know, this is their home, and they acted like they didn't belong there last night. So that's hard to accept. No, I've never seen a team handle weather like that. And to be honest, I was talking to a guy who works with us in the booth today about the last sequence when the Bills were driving downfield and maybe getting in range for, you know, well, they had to score a touchdown. And they were sweating over on the Patriots sideline. You know, Belichick didn't come in saying, we got this. I think he knew that it was going to be a battle, and they played well, and they handled it well. But he was sweating it out at the end there. I guess that's a little consolation for the Bills today. But it wasn't like they came in and, you know, handled it to the extent that, you know, there was no chance that they were lose. There was a chance right up until the last couple of seconds.
Oh, absolutely. We're chatting with John Murphy, the radio voice of the Bills. I think that's being overshadowed a little bit because of the adulation being directed towards Belichick. And I'm at the front of the line there. Belichick is a genius. I fully credit the Patriots. I can't believe they only threw the ball three times, found a way to put 14 on the board and won. But it was 14-10. It's not like they rolled in there and won 41-7 or something. It was a close game. It was a gettable game. But Sean McDermott, I'm sure, has some regrets. Is there one in particular you think Sean McDermott would look back on and say, I wish I did this particular thing differently?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, there's a number of things, obviously, to look at. I wonder if, and I don't know this, I'm wondering, but I wonder if McDermott wishes he had Isaiah McKenzie in the lineup. He was scratched from the lineup last night. A guy who provides, well, certainly he's a capable return specialist. He had a fumble problem a couple of weeks ago, which I think put him in the coach's doghouse. But he provides a certain element to their offense that was missing last night, an ability to get outside with the ball, jet sweeps, and get downfield running outside the tackles that they didn't have last night. I think they could have used him. But there's a number of things I bet McDermott wish he would have done different than in last night's game. Maybe, you know, I mean, I think they sort of squandered their timeouts in the second half for whatever reason. You know, there are a number of things that you could point at, I think.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, he's flustered with all, I get it, the Bills, everyone's disappointed after a game like that. It's a massively emotional, important game. He didn't want to hear anything about Bill Belichick and Belichick's tires being pumped. And I understand that. I understand why he wouldn't. But it made me think of like Rex Ryan in his era, where it was always Belichick versus Rex, maybe Belichick versus McDermott. And, you know, Belichick's got them one up. But as you mentioned, they've still got a chance to go there in a few weeks. And it's pretty much a must-win if they want to win the division. How do you think they might adjust between now and that game in Foxborough?
Yeah, before I get, let me just say the one thing about, and I found that interesting too, McDermott's response when asked about Belichick. And basically, he said what he said, which was like, we don't have to talk about Belichick here. I think what he was really saying is, the guy just beat us. Do I really have to stand here and kiss his rings? You know what I mean? Because that's what the question was. Like, can you believe how good Bill Belichick is? And I don't blame Sean for not wanting to answer that question at that moment. 3 weeks, it's only 3 weeks away now, the rematch at Foxborough. I mean, look, let's assume the weather's going to be at least playable, right? I mean, if it's another situation like last night's weather, then who knows what will happen. But I think the Bills are going to have to find a way before they get there, actually, to run the ball better and to stop the run better. And it really is offensive line and defensive line. There's not a whole lot you can do. McDermott even admitted that at a news conference today. This late into the season, you know, you're not going to remake your run game, and there's not, you know, a great running back sitting out on the street waiting to come in and bail out the Buffalo Bills. But they have to find a way to be more productive on the ground. I think that might be job one. And they have to play better against the run, you know. And I think if they do that, look, I think the Bills have more talent than the Patriots do. But, I mean, Buffalo's strongest asset, their kind of dynamic passing game was, you know, there was the plug was pulled. They couldn't do anything with it last night because of the weather conditions. So hopefully they get decent weather and they can play, you know, a real game, I guess.
Speaking of the run defense, what did you make of the questioning after the game in the presser? Was that fair game or was that nonsense in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know. I've been thinking about that a little bit. I read just a minute ago, watched the video of it. I understand why Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer were sensitive about that. And look, those two guys, they're right about one thing. They're always ready to answer questions, and they're always ready to own up when things don't go well. I guess it's fair game. I mean, I know Jerry Sullivan who asked a question, and although he likes to, poke a little bit, I think it was a fair question. I honestly do, you know. Like, are you embarrassed by getting beat by a team when they only completed three passes or attempted three passes? I think it was a legitimate question. You know, I really think the problem is there's not a whole lot that can be done about it is the locker room restrictions because of COVID. So, you know, and somebody pointed out in the old days, 2 years ago, if you had a question like that, you could pull Micah Hyde aside or Jordan Poyer aside and say, hey, it's a little embarrassing, isn't it? And it wouldn't be out there for everybody to see and out there for your teammates sitting right next to you to see. You can't do that now because the locker rooms are closed post-game, you know, to the media. They have to do it in a table setting, a press conference setting, and I don't think that I understand why they do it, but I think that hurt the situation last night as well. The fact that the question had to be asked in an open forum like that, and then, you know, and like anything, people want to see conflict, you know, and so everybody sees that now. If it had been a question that was posed in a one-on-one conversation, the guy who asked the question would have his response, but there probably wouldn't have been any sort of a blow-up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there may not be as much animosity. I'm not sure any player would want to be on the record answering the question, but I don't think they would have the same reaction publicly with all the different people and teammates beside them and all that. Well, we'll see where it goes. It was an interesting ball game last night. There's still a lot of runway, as you said, John. So enjoy calling the games, and we really appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
There's John Murphy, the radio voice of the Buffalo Bills.